Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. And today I'm going to talk about what makes a relationship work. So many people get involved with other people that they're dating and it turns into a relationship and they find out later on that the relationship didn't work. But what I'm going to talk about today is this. Relationships are very complex. And I find that a lot of people, they jump into relationships without really knowing the person that they're dealing with, or they thought they knew the person that they were dealing with. And it's very complex. When you get involved with somebody, there are so many factors that you need to look at before you get involved in a solid relationship, a relationship that you want to last. Like I've talked about in other podcasts, you want to look at that person's character. What type of character are you dealing with? Are you dealing with somebody who's selfish, who anytime you have an argument with them, it's their way or the highway, okay? That is somebody that is going to be very difficult to deal with. They could be narcissistic. If you're dealing with a narcissist, it's a no-win battle, okay, unless it's their way. And you give in to their power and it, you know, it's always got to be what they want. The other thing that you have to think about when you're looking at a relationship, see, a lot of people, when they jump into a relationship, they're looking at, oh, you know, how good looking somebody is. Oh, they're sexy. Oh, they're hot and they're nice and they have a nice job. These are all fine and dandy, but these don't make for a long term relationship. You know, you have to look at something. Number one, okay, when you're looking for a partner, you have to find a partner, you know, that wants to be in a relationship. And a lot of people get involved with people that didn't want to be in a relationship and then found themselves in a relationship. And then all of a sudden, they kind of have buyer's remorse, and they're missing their freedoms, and they weren't on the same page as you. They went into the relationship thinking that they were attached to you, and at the time, maybe they were attached to you, or there was something about you that they really liked. But as time went on, we start to unmask ourselves, and the person sees us for who we are, and we see them for who they are. And people change. Sometimes they think you're something that you're not, or you think that they're something that they're not. And then you see a totally different person. So that's why I say all the time, you've got to take it slow. You have to move slowly with people. The other thing that I'm going to bring into this as well about, you know, having a long-lasting relationship with somebody is you have to look at their family. Yes, you have to look at their family. Things that you think aren't important. If we're talking about long, healthy relationships, if they are a person that is close to their family, well, guess what? You're going to be around these people. You're going to be around these people on holidays. You're going to be around these people if you have children with that person and you have to bring that person around, you know, your kids and around their families and everything like that. So if you want a long lasting relationship, you have to make sure that these are people that you could deal with. And if you think that doesn't matter, it does, because I know people that got divorced over families, okay? The other thing that you have to look at when we talk about having a long-lasting relationship is, how do they handle money? Are they stable? Are they responsible in their job? How are you going to work out when you live with them or you marry them? You know, how are you going to work out your financial? How are you going to split your bills? Or maybe somebody's going to be the one that goes out and works and the other person stays home. Or but maybe you both go out and you work. These are all things that you have to work out and figure out. Could I work with this person? You have to look at their habits. Are they a spender? Are they a saver? Are they cheap? You have to look at what kind of person you're dealing with. Are they somebody that's a partier? Are they somebody that likes to stay home? Number one, you guys, you need somebody that is on the same page as you. Whatever you like to do, they have to be okay with it, and you have to be okay with what they're into. You have to blend. You're blending two lives into one, okay? That's not to say that you have to like exactly the same things each other likes, but you have to be willing to compromise. You know, when you get involved in a relationship, it's compromise. And whoever you get involved with in a relationship with, they have to be willing to compromise as well. And the problem today is a lot of people don't want to compromise. All right. What's in it for them? What's in it for them to be in a relationship? And especially today, with all the options that are out there, why should they be tied down to you and stay in a relationship with you? What benefit are you offering them? Okay. Relationships, in a way, are kind of like business, all right? Only with relationships, you have emotions involved. So people look at it, you know, even in, when you're dating somebody, they're judging you and they're judging the other people that they're talking to or they're dating, and they're trying to assess, okay, what's to my best benefit? What is the benefit of dating her or dating him? What do they have to offer me? Now, if all you have to offer somebody is sex, that relationship is not going to have enough to make for a long-lasting relationship. You have to deal with this person on a day-to-day basis. You have to see that person when they're angry, when they're happy, when they're sad, when they're going through hard times, and they have to see the same in you as well when you go through that, because that's all part of life. We all go through that in life. We're going to have our good times and our bad times. And one of the things that's very important for a lasting relationship is to have a partner that can support you, okay, and be there for you emotionally. When I say support, I mean be there for you emotionally, okay? You need somebody as well that accepts you for who you are. And you see that a lot. Like, we see that a lot in the group. We see people, we see married women that put on extra weight and their husbands start criticizing them, or they go out and they cheat, or they want to find somebody else. Not everybody, but I'm just giving you examples. And they had somebody, you know, without knowing the whole scenario, but they had somebody who was judging them, okay? And maybe, you know, didn't understand that they had just had a newborn baby and they were going through something. You know, things happen in life. You could be with your partner, you know, God forbid one of you could get sick. Is that person that you're in a relationship, is that somebody that's going to be there for you? Okay, because sometimes life is funny and things happen, and you don't want somebody that bails on you when the times get tough. Okay, so that's why I always say you need somebody who is kind and understanding. That's probably one of the most important qualities you can look for in somebody if you want a long-lasting relationship. Somebody that's kind and understanding. And the other thing that you also want is you have kind of like the same dreams or goals, okay? If you want a big family, they want a big family. You don't want to get involved with somebody that is not really into kids and you're into kids and you want to have a lot of children. This is somebody who may go along with it and then find, you know, oh, this is not what I wanted. Okay. So, you know, the less problems you have usually is because you're with somebody who's on the team, somebody who's on your team, who is your partner, who wants the same things as you, that also has the maturity to understand not everything is a bed of roses, okay? Not everybody is going to look like a supermodel every single day of the week, okay? Because things happen. People have different stresses that come into their life, and especially if you have children involved. There's always things that are pulling you in other directions. And, you know, somebody, you have to be with a mature partner that understands that and somebody that you can communicate with. That's another big one, you guys. You want somebody that you can communicate with and that you could sit down with them and you can tell them about your concerns or things that are bothering you in a very mature manner without attacking the person. Never attack somebody when you're trying to put your point across, because a lot of people will just shut down or they'll give you the silent treatment. So if you act, you know, how you approach them is how they will react to you. Now, it all depends on who you're dealing with, of course, okay? Some people can just shut down on you for no reason at all. You could be as nice as pie and try to sit down and talk to them and they could just turn off to you. And then you're dealing with a difficult person, in which case you have to put into play boundaries, all right? But if you're dealing with just a regular person that is a nice person that you can communicate with and you could sit down with them and you could talk to them, then that helps having a lasting relationship. You can't just brush things under the rug and say, you know what, I'm not going to bring it up, because what's going to happen is it's going to eat away at your gut. All right. You're trying not to bring it up to your partner, but underneath you're burning inside. And then you're going to come to a point where they keep doing what's irritating you and you're going to explode in a lot of cases. All right. Or you're going to just walk out, or the relationship breaks down. A lot of relationships break down because partners do not communicate with each other. They're afraid to come to the other partner and let them know what's bothering them. They're afraid of their partner's reaction, okay? You have to be transparent, okay? That doesn't mean that you have to, you know, sit there and blow a mountain out of a molehill, all right? You just, you know, everything within reason. Everything within reason. You got to know how to pick your battles when you're dealing with somebody. So, you know, when you sit down with them and you're talking to them in a very mature fashion and they're able to relate to it and you're not attacking them, this is how you get through it. But the thing is, if you're dealing with a partner that you're really not compatible with and you thought you were compatible with that person, but haven't said anything because you're trying to keep the peace. You're trying to keep your relationship going. So you're always afraid to bring it up to them. You're afraid of their reaction, or you're afraid they'll walk out on you. Then look at how you're living. Is this how you want to be living? This is not how you should be living. You should feel comfortable with who you're with. Not that you have to be afraid that they're going to go into some kind of, you know, they're going to walk out on you or take off, you know, overnight because you're conveying something that you don't agree with that they're doing. Okay, so always know who you're dealing with and always find somebody that you could work with, somebody that you could build with. And that's why you have to take things slow when you're getting to know somebody, to really see that person for who they are and look at them with a critical eye, okay? Lasting relationships, you know, there's always going to be difficult things that come up in any relationship, all right? Any long-term married couple will tell you that there were a lot of bumps along the road. It's also what you're willing to put up with. See, what I would put up with, maybe the other person wouldn't put up with, and vice versa. You have to know yourself. You have to know, okay, what would I put up with in a partner? Would I put up with this person going out with their friends every weekend? Would I put up with this person that takes 5 hours to text me back? Okay, and you've already put your boundaries and they keep crossing the boundaries and they're ignoring your boundaries. These are all tests that you need to see in the beginning when you're dealing with somebody, what that person's pattern is. What's that person's lifestyle like? Is your lifestyle compatible with their lifestyle? Okay, so these are all things you have to consider. You know, like some people I know, they got involved with somebody that works nights and they work days, and their whole lifestyle was off, you guys. And it was very difficult. And then they started to grow apart and the relationship broke down. They weren't on the same path. They weren't making time for each other. They were disconnected in every way. And this happens a lot too when people are in long distance relationships. Long distance relationships are very difficult. I mean, they can work, and I have a very good friend where it did work for him. He was in New York and she's in California, and they met on Facebook. They talked for 6 months, and then he just, you know, went to California and they got married, and he said it was the best thing he ever did. Now, that is very rare, okay? But, you know, in general, long-distance relationships are very, very difficult because people start to drift apart. I did a podcast on this you guys might want to check out if you're in a long-distance relationship. The thing with long-distance relationships are, you know, you can't, if you're going to do a long-distance relationship, you can't do it for too long, okay? It's got to be like 6 months, and then eventually somebody's got to make a move. So that's the whole thing, you know, when we're talking about healthy relationships, okay? You also have to know, too, in a healthy relationship, you have to know, you know, what makes your partner tick? What makes them tick? Like, everybody deals with stress in different ways. You have partners that are passive aggressive that don't tell you what's bothering them. Okay, but they pay you back in other ways. In other words, they'll go to a family function with you and have a face on because they're mad at you for what you said to them earlier in the day. You got partners like that. You have other partners that'll just come out and embarrass you in front of people. You know, there's all different kinds of scenarios. So that's why I tell you, if you want to be in a healthy, long relationship with somebody, number one, know yourself, know what you could tolerate, and know what you can't tolerate. Then you have to look at the other person and you have to say to yourself, could I be with this person, you know, every single day? Could I be with this person when I'm looking my worst or looking my best? Could I be with this person if we had no money? How would the situation be if we had no money? Could I be with this person if I had a baby crying all night long? Would they be there for me? Or would they leave it all to me to take care of? How does this other person work with you? And you'll see it in other things that they do, you know, if they go out of their way for you. A lot of relationships that are long, healthy relationships are people that are willing to go out of their way for their partner. They're willing to make sacrifices. And that's why a lot of relationships today have broken up. Number one, because you have all the options out there. So many people think there's, you know, the grass is always greener when it's not. And that's why, you know, we always hear people say, why did they come back? They came back because obviously things weren't so great and they're coming back to you, or they want to see if, you know, it's an ego boost for them. If they come back, you know, that you would still take them back, you know, that could be one reason. But the thing I'm trying to convey here is know yourself, know what you're put up with. Because it's when people ask, you know, what makes for a long relationship, it really depends on you and it depends on the person that you're in a relationship with. How much can each of you tolerate of each other? How much could each of you put in the work to make each other a priority? And, you know, how well you blend with the extended family. Because if you have a long, you know, relationship with someone and you're in, you know, close with your family or they're close with their family, then you have those other relationships in the mix as well, okay? And you have to look at their friends. Do you mix with their friends? Do they mix with your friends? You know, this is what makes for a long, healthy relationship, is how well you guys can blend and compromise and be able to communicate and be understanding of the other person. And the problem today is a lot of people, they don't want to put the work in. And why don't they want to put the work in? Because they think there's so many options out there that they don't have to put the work in. Okay? Or maybe they were just somebody that never, ever put the work in and you were doing everything and you just got to a point where you're like tired of always having to cater to the other person. It just wore on you and you're like, you're saying to yourself, you know, what do I do about my relationship? What do I do about changing my partner? You can't change somebody else, you guys. It has to come from them. They have to want to be in it. So if you want a long, healthy relationship, find a partner that wants to be in it. Find a partner that values you, okay? And see that person for who they are and see if this is somebody that will accept you for who you are and not be judgmental of you, all right? I think that sometimes, you know, that's why they say a lot of times it's always better if your partner likes you a little bit more than you like them. Have you ever heard that saying? I mean, I feel that basically it's a decision that you make how much you want to work towards the relationship. And the best relationships are the ones where both people are willing to sacrifice because they care about their partner and they care about the relationship. And they're trying to make it work and make it happy. So in order to have a long, healthy relationship, you want to, you know, work with your partner and make it a happy, safe environment and something that will grow and prosper down the line. I hope that helps you. If it did, please hit the subscribe button and share and have a great night. Hi, it's Yaz, and I just want to let you guys know that if you're having a problem in your dating or your relationship, go to my website, link in the bio, and I'm offering email or phone coaching because everybody's problems are different, and sometimes you just want a confidential opinion on a situation you're in. You're confused, you don't know what to do. You love your partner, and you're having problems, and you just need somebody to tell it to you straight as to what's going on, why it's going on, and offer you some ideas of how to solve the problem. So go to the website, link in the description, and check it out. Hi, you guys, it's Yaz. I want to tell you about my two books that are on Amazon, okay? You can download them free with the trial membership from Kindle. The first book is Regain Your Power. If you're in a relationship and you feel like your partner has all the control in the relationship, maybe you're walking around on eggshells, you're afraid to approach them, it's going to tell you how to regain your power and be happy in the relationship, okay? And what you may be doing wrong, and that's why your partner has all the control in the relationship. The other book is He's signs he's not into you, he's wasting your time. There's a lot of people that are dating someone or in a relationship with somebody who's not really vested in the relationship. And we often are confused as to whether our partner really likes us or is into us or wants a future with us. And this book is going to give you signs and red flags of whether your partner is into you or he's just basically drifting and wasting your time. So go to Amazon and download the Kindle free trial membership. Doesn't cost you anything. And check it out. It may help you. Okay? And have a great day.